All right, we're on Samach Beis. We're Samach Daled today, but I'm going to go back to the Mishnah on Samach Beis and Aleph. 62a in the Mishnah. Okay, so in the Mishnah, on the fourth line of the Mishnah, again, everybody needs to mute themselves. One second. All right, so in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, Meidachamihem, we have the two goats, the two Seirim are lined up, they look the same. If one of the two Seirim dies, if it's before you did the lottery, then you just get a replacement Seir. But if it dies after the lottery, so then I have to bring a new pair of goats. And I do a new lottery over the new pair. The Omar, and the person says, if in the first group, the one that was Lashem, the one that was supposed to be Korban, that's the one that died, Zeshalav HaGaral HaShem, you came Tachtav. Then this one, who gets the shame, that'll be in its stead. Ve'im Shal Azazel made, and if, on the other hand, the Azazel is the one that died, Zeshalav HaGaral HaAzazel, you came Tachtav. Then the one for Azazel will be instead. V'Hasheni, Yira Achi Stave. Now the Sheni, so now I have two goats, either two goats which are Lashem, or two goats for Lazazel. I only need one goat. So the Hasheni, and the $64,000 question is going to be which the Sheni is. The Hasheni Yirat Shistayev, the second one will graze, so gets a mum, the Imacher, and then be sold, be Ludam Avlan Dava. And its proceeds will be used for Olas Nadava. Shein Chatat Tzibur Meta. Because normally we would say that it should die because it's a chatat shekipru bala that the owners got kapara for it, but in chatat sibur meta, this is a chatat from the sibur, and the chatat sibur doesn't die. Rabbi Huda Omer Tamut. Rabbi Huda says no, he disagrees. Chatat sibur could die, and so it'll like you lock it in the door and then it starves to death. But Odomar Rabbi Huda, in addition to which, Tana Rabbi Huda says nishpach adam. If the blood of the seer Lashem gets spilled, then the Mishtaleach has to die. Made a Mishtaleach, if the Mishtaleach dies, he shafei chadam. All right, let's go back to today's Gemara, which is Samach Daled Amud Aleph, which is from Samach Beis. So Samach Daled Amud Aleph, so five lines from the top. So the Gemara says, welcome, Michael. Im shal shem made zishal la la v'chulei. So we said that you're going to do it again. You had one died after the lottery, so you take another pair, do a new lottery, and then we'll have one will be replacement seer, and one, and you'll have two seer with the same one. So, assuming that it was the Azazel that died, now I have two seerim that each won the lottery, so to speak, Lahashem. So, which one do I offer as a korban, and which one grazes? So, Amarav, Shinish was the Grishonik Rav. So, Rav says, I'm going to use the original one that was Lashem as a korban. The sheni shu was the sheni yira, and the second one will be the one that goes to graze. Rabbi Yochanan Amar sheni shu was a grishon yira. Rabbi Yochanan says no, that the one that grazes is from the first pair. Sheni shu sheni yira. The second one will be brought as a korban. So the Gemara says, my community, what's the point of dispute between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Rav savar balei chayim ina nidachim. So Rav holds that a living animal doesn't have dihui. So dihui we had before, and I guess we'll have it again, dafyomi. So dihui is if you were, you had like flight status. Like let's say you were admitted to Harvard Law School, and you got expelled, can you be readmitted? That's the way I would like term it. In other words, you were certified for flight status in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you were rejected. Now, can you come back and be readmitted? So everybody holds that if the animal has already been shechted, there's no readmission. If the animal's already shechted, once it's history, it's history. But if the animal's still alive, we have a machloket about it. So that's the point of dispute between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Here, the first animal from the first lottery group was Nidche, because when its chavrusa died, it wasn't really be brought as a korban anymore. So I can't bring one seir without the other one being around. And then now I have a replacement seir, but do I say the first one was nidche or not? That's the question. So Rav Savar Balei Chayim Ina Nidachim. Rav holds that living animals aren't subject to dihui. So that being the case, I'll use the original animal, Lashem. Rav Yochanan Savar Balei Tain Yudatim. But Rav Yochanan says, no, living animals are subject to Dichui, so Mela was Nidcha, and that's its history, and therefore I'm going to use the one from the second group. So my Talmud Rav, what's the reason for Rav, who says the Balei Tain Yudatim? So the Gemara says, the Yalef Milchuser Zman. So the Gemara wants to say, he learns it out from Milchuser Zman. Milchuser Zman means, if they have an animal, it's not really to be brought as a korban until it's 8 days old. He says, "Miyom Hashmini v'Hal Yeretz the korban Yishal Hashem." So if the animal is 3 or 4 or 5 days old, it can't be brought as a korban. So we think that Rav extrapolates from Mechuser Zman. He says, "Lav Apogav Mechuser Zman, Lav Apogav the Hashadol Chazi." Even though now it's not really to be brought as a korban, he had the Messi Shapri Dami. When it gets older, it is really to be brought as a korban. So we think that the same thing would be here. In other words, it has this temporary legal impediment. Once the legal impediment passes, it can be brought as a korban. So to here, this animal, the Seir Lashem, had a temporary legal impediment that doesn't have a kabrusa. And then once we have one that's for La'azazel, then we can offer it. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Midami, how are those two comparable? Hatam lo chazi klal. By the Mechuser Zman, it was never Rui. In other words, it was like the case would be it was never admitted to Harvard Law School to be expelled. It was never admitted to the school to say that's being expelled. So in other words, it was never Rui as a korban. Mashain came hachan yiravinitcha. Here, this one was Rui, and then we said, no, you're out the door. So if you've been expelled from Harvard Law School, it's harder to get, or you can't get readmitted. But if you were never admitted, then you could. That's in my example. So the Gemara, so that's not the reason for Rav. Now, Ella Hainu Tamad Rav. So the Gemara says, rather, this is the reason for Rav. Again, we're trying to understand why Rav says that Balei Chaim are Inam Nidchim. He says, the Yalef mi Balbum Over. He learns from a Balmum Over. Balmum Over means a blemish that's transitory. Right now, in other words, it was really to be a korban. It was a good korban. Then it had a mum, but it's a temporary mum. Then once the mum passes, it's going to be Rui again. So he says, Yalik Balmum Over. Balmum Over, if it's a transitory mum, La Bavagab lo Chazi Hashta, even though it's not really to be Rui as a korban now, he had the Mechsi Shapridami. Then it would be Rui. So it was Rui, not Rui, and then Rui. And I could offer as a korban. Hachanami lo Shana. So too, over here, there's no difference. So again, Rav said that Balei Chaim Einam Nidachim, and so Rav holds that the goat that was in the original group, even though it lost its chavrusa, the Azazel, I guess he saw what was in the handwriting on the wall, had a heart attack and died. So the one Lashem, somebody throws a korban now, doesn't have its chavrusa. But once I get a substitute Azazel, it goes back to flight status. And he learns it from the Baal Mum Over. If it has a temporary mum, it's the same thing. It's Rui, then not Rui, then Rui. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, V'hatam Analan. Where do we know that that's true by the Mum Over? How do I know by the Mum Over that it was Rui, then not Rui, and then Rui again? It says, Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, their corruption is in them, there's a mum in them. Mumbam hutlo yeratsu. So when it has the mum, it's not acceptable to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ha'avar mumam yeratsu. So if the mum passes, it is. Kimashchatam mumbam. In other words, it's not acceptable. Kimashchatam mumbam. They have a mum. When they don't have a mum, it will be acceptable. Rabbi Yochanan, what would Rabbi Yochanan respond to that? Because Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav, and he holds that Balei Chaim are nidachim. So Rabbi Yochanan, miyat Rahmana Bahem. Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree with you by the Mum Over. That's true. The Mum Over is true. But miyat Rahmana Bahem. Kimashvatam Bahem. In other words, the Torah has a miyat. The miyat is Bahem. That their corruption is in them, but it means just after in this case. Hemhu the Chiyavar Mumman Yiratsu. In this case, if the Mum passes, so they're acceptable. Hakul Dichu Yenhol Benidhu Nidhu. But every other Nidhe is history. You know, you're right. We agree with the Mum Over. We agree with that. But other cases, we disagree with. Rav says we don't learn the other cases from here. And Yochanan says, no, the Torah specifically limits it. The Rav, Ahu Bahem, so what does Rav do with Bahem? There's something learned from Bahem, and it's like Miyot. Rav, Ahu Bahem, Vinayu Dlo Miyotsu. Rav learns from the word Bahem that that with the Baal Mum, it's not acceptable if it's in front of you. then it's not acceptable. But if it's mixed in with other animals, it is acceptable. We'll see in a minute. He says, Kiddanan, like we learn in the Mishnah in the Sefer Tzavachim. Let's say I have a whole series of animals. I shechted them all as korbanot, olod, and one of them had a baal mum, but I got confused which one was the baal mum. And now the pieces of the baal mum animal are mixed in with pieces of other animals. They're not baal mum. So we're going to focus on Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer Omer, in Karev HaRosh Shel Chavihem, Reb Lezer holds, if the head of one of the animals has been brought on the Mizbeach, Yikrevu Kol Rashim Kulan. Then I could offer all the other heads. In other words, I could be tola that the head that was offered was from the baal mum. I could be tola that way, and then I can offer all the other ones because I don't see the mum in them. Kra'av shalachamihem, if the legs of one of the animals has been offered, yikrevu kolak brayin kulan. All the legs are going to be offered. But chachamim elbrim, the chachamim say I feel karbu kulan chutz miyachamihem. He's to the bit of straight. But the Chachamim say, no, we disagree with you. Even if they were all offered on this bay, except for one of them, the one that wasn't offered has to build a bit of straight. It means the place where things will be burnt up. So that's what Rav learns from the word Bahem over there. Rav learns that it's only that the mum, about mum, is only a problem if it's a nayu. I see it in front of me, but if it's in a mixture, not. Now, the Edat, what is Rav Yochanan? But he agrees with that holding as well. The Edat Nafalim Bibam Bahem. He agrees, but the Torah could have said Kimash Chatem Bahem Mum Bab. It says Mum Bahem. So he says we learned both from it. So the other one doesn't darsh that. Okay, let's just summarize. Okay, let me just summarize. Then we'll take some questions, comments, of course. Okay. So we had a machloket in the Gemara. Again, we were trying to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if I have to do a second lottery because one of the animals from the first lottery died, right? Either the Azazel died or the one Chatat Lashem died, so then I'll do another lottery, and then I have an additional animal. Either I have two Azazels or I have two Korbanot Lashem, but Hasheni Gira Achi Yistay. The Sheni, the second one, will graze until it gets a mum and then be redeemed. That's what the Mishnah says. So we don't know which the second one is. Is the second one from the second lottery or the second one from the first lottery? We don't know what the second one is. So the Gemara says the machloket between Rav and Reb Yochanan had to understand our Mishnah. Rav holds that the one that's if the Azazel is the one that died, now I have two korbanot LaHashem. So Rav holds the one from the first pair will be offered as a korban, and the one from the second pair will graze. And the reason Rav holds that, he holds the Balei Chayim Inam Nidakim, that animals that are alive don't have this din of dihui, pushed away from the base of Mikdash. That being the case, the first animal was cleared for like flight status, korban status, and it retains its situation. And Yochanan says, no, Balei Chayim are Nidakim. That animal was like rejected. Once it's a rejected animal, it can't be offered on the Mizbeach anymore. And the one that's going to be offered is one from the second pair. So the Gemara says, where does Rav know this halacha that Balei Chayim in Dachim? So the Gemara says, he learns it out from the Baal Mum over there. We've seen the Torah that if you have a transitory mum, so you were eligible to be brought to the Mizbeach and not eligible, then eligible again. Everybody agrees that in those circumstances, it can go on the Mizbeach. And that's where Rav learns it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, but there's a Miyad. That's true only by this case, not any other case. And Rav says, no, I learned something else from that term. Okay, who's got questions?
I have a question. Can you give some examples of what a temporary mum would be?
I think I'm not osik in that sugi right now, but it might be a wart. I think sometimes a wart could be a mum over there. There are some other things. I don't remember all the different dinim, but I think a wart could be a mum over there. What did you say? Yeah, so I don't know if that's a mum over there, though, frankly, in the base of Mikdash. Conjunctivitis is like pink eye, but I don't know. Does the Gemara say that would be the mum over? I don't know, but a wart. Okay, what's the next question?
Another question. With the whole business that with the locking up of one of the animals in the room, right? It starves. How does that line up with Tsar Balei Chayim?
If you would come to the daf on Shabbos, Ruth, you would other people ask that question on Shabbos. We'd love to have you. What? So the short answer, I went over this with Rabbi Chaim Packers, the Shalom Eishiv. The short answer is, this is what the Torah says to do. This is. But another answer is, Odidit asked this, Rabbi Packer was saying, Tzar Bailei Chaim is when you're more active. I'm doing something that causes it pain. Here I'm doing, so I'm not giving it food. You know, it's more like passive. But Right. You'll eat. That's a drush we make, and in that din, I think would be just a din to Rabbana. In other words, it's an aspect from the pasuk, because it doesn't say that you have to feed the animal. It says, I will give food to the animal. But anyway, but the point is, the bottom line is, that's what the Torah says. That's all I have to say on it. Any other questions, comments, thoughts?
Thank you.
Right. I don't know. Rabbi Packer was saying Tzar Bailei Chaim is when you're causing tzar to the animal. All right. Anyway, this is what the halacha is.
First, you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning Shabbat before you daven, and you milk the cow.
All right. Anyway, all right. I'm going to move on. Any other questions, comments, thoughts?
We are with you.
All right. Are you starting a whole revolution here, Ruth? Okay. Now, all right. Let me just mute everybody. Okay. Now, all right. Let me go back. All right. So. Okay, so now we're on the first wide line, 64A, the first wide line downstairs. Okay, so some of them, So according to Rav, Bali Chaim are not like expelled or rejected, right? So the Gemara wants to know, so why do I have to bring the first animal? They could bring either animal. In other words, Rav, why does Rav say, in other words, according to the Mishnah, Hashini Yirad Shistayev, Mishnah's telling me to bring one and let the other one graze, but specifically one and not the other. So according to Rav, why is it that I have to bring the first one, not the second one? Why dafka the first one? According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand the first one that's rejected. So I'm not bringing that one, I'm bringing the second one. The second one's the second from the second group. According to Rav, why is the Mishnah telling me to bring the first one? Either one should be good. So the Gemara says on the second wide line, and this will similar to the Gemara we did on Shabbos. So Amar Rava, Rav Savar like Rav Yossi, the Amar Mitzvah the Rishon. So Rava says that Rav holds like Rav Yossi, the Tan Rav Yossi, holds a Mitzvah Rishon. It's a Mitzvah to use the first animal that's designated. So hey, Rav Yossi, which Rav Yossi, which sheet of Rav Yossi we're referring to? You name it Rav Yossi the Kupot. Maybe we're referring to Rav Yossi with respect to the Kupot, the boxes to remove the Machsiot Shekel. Did not. During the Mishnah, Masech Shkalim, Shlosh Kupot, Shlosh Sin. There were three kupot, each kupa with three saw, and so each time they would make withdrawal three times a year from the base of Mikdash, but each time they would withdraw with three boxes. He says, and then one box is marked Aleph, one box is one base, and one box is marked Gimel. The Tanya, and we learn the Braisa, that was the mission. Then we learn the Braisa, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lama Ketuba Lein Aleph Gimel. Why do we write Aleph Gimel? The guy is behind the Trema Rishon, to know which one the coins were placed in first. She says, well, Abim, he met a Rishon. So those are the ones that I want to use first. Shemitzvah Rishon. There's a mitzvah to use the ones that were designated first. So we think that just like Rabbi Yossi says, there's a mitzvah to use the ones that were designated first, so too there's a mitzvah to use the first animal that was designated as Korban. That's what we think. So Gemara says, that's the proof. So Dilma Shani Hatam, maybe that's, you know, I could distinguish the two cases. To be dotted fuzzy from Michael fuzzy by trying to. So with the Machsiot Shekel, at the time Aleph was designated, Beit and Gimel not yet designated. In other words, I'm designated, use the Machsiot Shekel, I'm going to use Aleph. Beit and Gimel not yet in place in the box. He says, but over here with the Korban LaHashem, so I have two seer, I have two goats. They're both designated LaHashem, but they're only really get fully designated once I'm done sprinkling the blood of the par. So once I'm finished sprinkling the blood of the par, then I have these two goats alive. Then at that moment, now they're eligible to be brought as a korban. Before that, they're not eligible to be brought as a korban. So in essence, they become eligible at the same moment, not at the one and then the other. Even though I did lottery, but it's not eligible. I can't bring them as a korban at that point in time. So they become eligible at the same time. Now, it could be that you would replace them after the blood has been sprinkled. You know, the animal could have had a heart attack, in which case it would have won. But Rav says it's halakha across the board. So we think that you know, it's in all cases. So in Echinami, if the Azazel would die after the par blood has been sprinkled, then one was eligible, and then the second one would be eligible. So would not be at the same time. But the Gemara takes it, Rav makes a statement the way he understands, Vashini Yerim Shistayiv, that this is always the one that's brought first. So in all situations, I'm going to bring the first animal. So why is the first animal? So the Gemara says, three lines to the bottom, Ella, Rabbi Yossi is a Pesach. Rather, we're referring to Rabbi Yossi by the poor Pesach. Again, we do this on Shabbos. The Tanya, Hamafish Pesach of Yavad, if a person designated as Korban Pesach, and the Pesach got lost at the war, the Fisha Keratakab, then he designated another animal as Korban Pesach, but then you find the first animal, and now both of them are in front of you, and you have to check one of them. So whichever one you want to bring, you bring. But Rabbi Yossi, which is the one we're interested in, like lights go up and see Rabbi Yossi Amir, mitzvah brishon. Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is to bring the animal that you designated first, turn page, if the second one was, you know, a better grade animal, you'd use that. But the ikar din is, Rabbi Yossi says, so the first one. So it means like this. In this case, when Chatzot hits, now they're both eligible to be Korban Pesach. Notwithstanding that, if it was I had one animal, I designated a week before Pesach. Then it takes a walk. Then I designate another animal. And then Chatzot runs around. And now the first animal shows up. So when Chatzot hit, when the clock, or you know, the Chatzot hit, so they both became eligible at the same time, to be Korban Pesach. Right. So even if he shows up after Chatzot, but at Chatzot he was in the world. But he shows up before I check the other one. He can show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But at 2 o'clock I haven't checked the other one yet. So I have two animals at 2 o'clock, but they were both around at 12 o'clock. So they're both eligible for as a korban at that point in time. And then nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says I should bring animal number one. So I see that Mitzvah Rishon, even when everything is eligible. That's why Rav says that we bring the first animal. Okay?
Why do we have to bring the Bamun and Bamun? Why can't we just say Rav learned some Yossi over here?
So, no. It's really from Bali Chaim Einam Dachim. That's what you want to say. Or Rav Hoke Bali Chaim Einam Dachim. So, do you want to say that we should see it from here, the Bali Chaim Einam Dachim? Yeah, but.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay, just give me 1 second. Yeah, this could be another example of Balei Chayim Einam Dachim. In Achinami, this could be another example of it, but the Gemara asks, how does Rav know that din? That's what we're asking. In other words, it's not enough to say about the Korban Pesach. Where does he know it from? Which Pasuk? Where's the source for it? That's what we were asking. It was Rav Holz, Balei Chayim Einam Dachim. He was asking, Yosef was asking, according to Rav, that we say that Balei Chayim Einam Dachim, here, by the way, it wasn't really a dikui, it just wasn't around, right? Dikui is that there's some legal impediment. It's not a case of dikui here by the Korban Pesach. It's just not around, so I can't take it. It's not a case of dikui. Dikui means al pi halacha, I'm not allowed to go forward with it. Right, that's right. That's a different case. Right. It's not in the dikui means al pi halacha, I'm not allowed to use it. That's what the dikui means. Not that there's some other reason why I can't use it. Okay, we resolved the question. He was asking... He thought that the case of the Korban Pesach was a case of dichui. I said I don't think that's a case of dichui. Okay, all right.
Dichui means
if there's an impediment that you can't bring the animal, an illegal impediment, you can't go forward with the animal. All right. So I'm gonna any questions comes to anything we did so far other than that. Okay. All right. And now we're on some days on the top line. Okay. So and again, let's make sure everybody's muted. Okay. Oops. All right. Okay. All right. Now we're in the top line on some of the Amar Rava, So Rav says a careful reading of our Mishnah will come out that the pshat is like Rav, the balechayim inam nidachim, who bright the kvatid Rabbi Yochanan. A careful reading of the bright that we're going to introduce, which sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Manitin kvatid Rav. Our Mishnah sounds like Rav. How so? Katani, because in the Mishnah we learn im shal shemay, if the one that was lahashem, if that was one that died, zishalav agaral shem yitayim tachav. So I have the substitute. In other words, if the one that was Hashem died, I'll do another goral, and now the new one is Hashem will be in its stead. And so the Gemara deduces the Ida Kidikai Kai. The other one will maintain its status. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. In other words, in the Mishnah talks about what to do when animals die. So the Mishnah says, he says, real mate, if after the lottery one of the animals died, if you saw really him, he says Yomar, and the one that he had here is Imshel Shame. Right. So he says, if the one that was Hashem died. So the new one will be in its stead. And what about the other one? It doesn't say anything. In other words, the implication is this new one will be in its stead, but the old one, La'azazel, will remain in its old job. That's the way it sounds like. So he says, we have a b'risa that seems to be on all fours of Rabbi Yochanan. The Katani, because in the b'risa we learn, here's the b'risa, we said, "Sheni yirat shistayev." The second one will graze till it gets a mum. Sheni in your day, Sheni shibzug rishonim, Sheni shibzug sheni. I don't know if Sheni is from the first group. I don't know if Sheni is from the second group. Shuhu omer ya'oman chai. So the Torah says that hasayir shiralam agaral la'azazel ya'oman chai. It'll stand living below shechabei romei, not that its friend died already. This is what the Brisa says. So in other words, the Bryce is learning, and the Gemara is going to touch up what those words mean, but the Bryce is learning that it's the second Azazel, which will be for the Azazel, not the first Azazel. If I have two goats that are Azazel goats, because the one Hashem died, so which Azazel do I use? So the Torah says, Ya'amar Chai, they are living. We'll see what the Drasha is. Ya'amar Chai. So the Gemara takes it that they're both living, but we'll see in a minute. Ya'amar Chai, but it means that that's the second goat. Which is like Rabbi Yochanan says it. My mashma. What's mashma? Ya'amar chai lo shekor amad. In other words, ya'amar chai, it'll stand up. It means it'll like be ready to go forward. Be the Azazel. Not that it already was ready to go forward, and then its chaver died, and now it's ready to go forward again. But ya'amar chai, it's ready to go forward now. That's the way the Gemara understands that. Okay. All right. Everybody good so far? All right. All right. So we're on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, around 10 lines down. Okay. So now, the Gemara says, Tanan, now we want to do the rest of the Mishnah and plug it into what we said. Tanan, well, Odomar Rabbi Yehuda, now let's go slowly with this. So in the Mishnah we learned, we had a machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan on how to understand the Mishnah. So according to Rav, the Tana Talmud Mishnah holds that Baalei Chayim Einam Nidachim. And so if I have two of the same animal, I'll use the animal from the first group, according from the second one. And then the Mishnah says, we said in Chatzibur Rabbi Yehuda says Talmud Zemachlok of Rabbi Yehuda says that Chatzibur Meita. Now, but Odomar Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see about Odomar Rabbi Yehuda. So now, one second. Okay, Tanan, but Odomar Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Mishnah continues that the Tanan Rabbi Yehuda said Nishpach Padam. If the blood from the Seir Lashem got spilled, the Mishpaleach has to die. Made HaMishpaleach, if the Mishpaleach dies, he shafeich Adam. So B'Shlemi Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Balei Chayim Nidachim, Shemahach Yemur HaMishpaleach. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Tana Mishnah holds, the Balei Chayim are Nidachim. If Balei Chayim are Nidachim, once the blood has been spilled from the goat, so now the one for Azazel is not ready to go forward anymore. In other words, the two have to be pairs. In other words, each one has to be ready to go with its service. So once one service gets messed up, the other one's not ready to go forward. So I understand that Rabbi Yehuda says that the second one has to die. It's balei chayim nidachim. Shemalchiyah would have shleia. El rab damar balei chayim einin nidachim. Because rab balei chayim einin nidachim. Amaya mudam shleia. So why is one asked to die? So amalak rab. Rab would say, I believe it was Rabbi Yehuda lo kamina. I wasn't talking with the sheet of Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And I was, I agree with you. Rabbi Yehuda holds the balei chayim are nidachim. That I agree with you. Rabbi Yehuda does hold that. Ki amina leave with Rabbanan. I was saying within the sheet of Chachamim. In other words, I hold that's the Pshat in Mishnah. The Chachamim hold the balei chayim einam nidachim. That's the Chachamim hold. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the balei chayim nidachim. That's the machloket in the Mishnah. That's the way I explain it. So no kashi against me. So the Gemara says, Shleim of the Rav, Bahap leave. So now, that which was the question now becomes the support for the other side. So according to Rav, I understand that's the point of his hoop between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Bahap leave Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, B'mai Pligi. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the point of dispute? In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakama holds the Balei Chayim are Nidachim, and Rabbi Yehuda also holds Balei Chayim Nidachim. That's the way it comes out. Rabbi Yochanan holds that points to Tanakama of Balei Chayim Nidachim, so that I can't use the first animal. It's like history. And here also, once the animal is history, it has to die. That's the simple way of Pligi. So Amaravos, the Rabbi says, he says what we said before, that the Mishnah sounds more like Rav's Pshat. And it was in Hakinami, a careful reading of the Mishnah sounds like the Pshat like Rav. And in Hakinami, Tanakama holds that Balei Chayim are Einam Nidachim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Einam Nidachim. Tanakama holds the Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Balei Chayim are nidachim. Right, that's the way, the simple reading of the Mishnah holds that way. Okay, everybody good? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, all right, let's see further. All right, now we're four lines from the bottom on some of the Galanamid days. Okay, now this is a little complicated now. Tanan, Shein Fakat Tzibur Meika. So in the Mishnah, we had a case, we said that one of the animals is going to graze till it gets a mum. And it's going to graze till it gets a mum because ein chatat tzibur meita. The chatat from a tzibur can't die. So he says, so tanan, shein chatat tzibur meita, hadiyachi kaigav meita. So it means that lu yatsuri would have a case by an individual in a similar situation, it would die. It would die if it was an individual. That's what we're saying. Now, there's a Mishnah Masechtah, we got to go over this Mishnah briefly. There's a machloket. Now, again, there are five chatat meitot. Al halacha moshem Sinai, five korbanot chatat have to die. One of the animals that has to die is chatat shekipru baleha. If you have a chatat whose owners have gotten kapara with another animal, the animal has to die. That's a halacha moshem Sinai. So there's a Mishnah Masechtah, and the Mishnah is on Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Mishnah says over there that there's a machloket between Rebbe and the Chachamim. So if one animal takes a walk, if one animal takes a walk, and then I get a replacement animal, so then everybody agrees that the animal that took a walk is going to have to die. But let's say the other animal shows up before the other one is brought as a korban. Now we have two animals ready for as a korban. The other one shows up. So there's a machloka between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether that's also considered a chatat that has to die or not. So according to Rebbe, it has to die, and according to Chachamim, not. So then the Gemara is going to say, and then let me see this outside, then we'll do it inside. Rebbe Abba says in the name of Rav that everybody agrees that if I get kapara b'she'ena avudra, if I get kapara with the animal that was not the one that was lost, it was one animal took a walk, got a hike, I didn't know where it was, and now it shows up. If I get kapara with the one that was not lost, everybody agrees the one that was lost gets killed. Everybody agrees with that. In other words, the din of chatat shemetu bala, chatat shemetu bala, the chatat meto focused on the one that's avuda, the lost one. That's the one that we're interested in, that should normally get the death penalty, the one that's avuda. So if the avuda shows up and I nevertheless get kapara with the one that's in avuda, the avuda will die. Everybody agrees that. But the machloket between Rebbe and the Chachamim is where I get kapara with the avuda. If I get kapara with the one that was lost, then there's a and they're both in front of me when I bring the korban. Now there's a machloket whether the other one gets killed as a chatat meita. So Rebbe holds that the I don't know what you call it, the second animal is tashlumin da avuda. In other words, has the same din as avuda. It's almost like an animal I paid money for replaced the avuda, gets the same din as avuda, it has to die. And the Chachamim hold no, doesn't get executed. All right. Now that's then by the Chatat Shemeku Balaha. Now here we have a case also with two animals that are around, and I'm only going to bring one animal as a korba. Let's see how this all fits in. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hadiyachi Taikapameka. So the Gemara says, Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Abba Marav. So our Mishnah will work out well according to Rabbi Yochanan's shot. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, I have to bring the second animal. The first animal I can't bring. Now the first animal is not avuda, so I know where it was, but we think it's the legal equivalent of avuda. That means it had for a temporary legal impairment. I couldn't bring it for a while. That's din of avuda. He says, so the Amar Rabbi Abba Marav, top line on Hamachem and Aleph, Hakumodim to the top there, B'she'en avuda, everybody agrees, meaning both Rebbe and the Chachamim agree that if I get kapara B'she'en avuda, I get kapara with the second animal, avuda meta, the avuda has to die, right? That's what we said. If I get kapara with the animal, if I get kapara with the animal, with the second one, the first one has to die, right? So that works so well because our Mishnah says that here the animal won't die because ain chatat tzibur meta. But if it were yachid, it would die. So that fits in well. Please, everybody has to mute themselves. I keep muting and somebody keeps unmuting themselves. Okay, so please, I'm muting you now. Please don't unmute yourself, all right? All right, so the Gemara says, El Rav, Habli Kimafri Shtei Chatat L'Krayim. Now, according to Rav, though, which animal do I bring as a korban? The first animal he brings a korban. That's the one that's like the avuda. I'm bringing the one that's avuda. Now, so I'm bringing the one that's avuda as a korban. So now, what's the status of the second animal that would be yachid? So, according to the chachamim, I wouldn't execute it, right? Because the din of if both animals are present on the korban brought. And I offer the avuda, the second one is not executed. But even according to the other side, even according to the shita of Rebbe that says that that I would execute the animal, but he says I would execute the animal because it's like tashlumim for the avuda, that's like avuda replacement. But here the animal wasn't really replacement for an avuda. Here the animal was just like I wanted to have the lottery. That's why I don't have the second animal. So the Gemara wants to say, according to Rav, why would it was the analogous case if I was a yachid, I wouldn't execute the animal. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Let's see back in the Gemara. According to Rav, it's like separating two animals because I want insurance. That's what the case is. So Rav Oshi says, in that case, I don't execute it. So let me just read it and then we'll try to a little bit more. So came into Amar Rava, Rav Sabalak Rav Yosi Dama Mitzvah Rishon. Since Rav holds that the mitzvah is the Rishon to bring the first animal, the Karakamakrish to Ibadami. In other words, the second one is like an Avuda. In other words, the second one, since I know that the first animal is one I'm always going to bring, I always know the first one I'm going to bring. So when I designate the second animal, let's say in this case it's La Hashem, but the second lottery, that's like designating it like avuda. In other words, I'm not bringing this, so it's like as if it is an avuda. And Nilachinami, according to Rebbe, it would be executed. Okay, let me say again, and then I got it. Then we'll have to go. Okay, so again, our Mishnah says that Hasheni Yira Shistayv, the second one grazes. So the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says She'ein Chatat Tzibur Meita, because the Chatat from the Tzibur is never put to death. The implication being, if it was from a yachid, it would be put to death. That's the implication. So here we brought the case. So how would this work if it was yachid? So I have two animals. Now, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to bring the second animal. And the first animal is the one I couldn't bring. That's like the avuda animal. In Achinami, that one would be executed. That works well according to Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rav, I bring the first animal. So this, what's with the second animal? So the second animal, this gets us into the machlok between Rebbe and the Chachamim. So according to the Chachamim, the second animal, I wouldn't execute because it's at most it would be tashlumin for avuda. According to Rebbe, Teshuvim Avura would kill, but it's not really Teshuvim Avura. It's not to replace the Avura. It's just like to be a placeholder, in other words, to do the lottery. So nobody would hold or be executed. That's the problem. So the Gemara says, instead, the Gemara likens it to a person who separates two animals like his insurance policy. So the Gemara says, no, Rav will say that within the Shita of Rebbe, that in Achinami, that designating the second animal is like, you know that animal is not going to be used, so that's like having an Avuda animal. And Rebbe would say in that case, it's executed. All right, that's the best I have with that. Okay, now, let me any questions come close? Okay, let me end the recording. One second. Okay. Wait one second. You're still being recorded. One second.